We had a right smart time with it, and if we didn't do it, he'd stay right in behind us, too. The man wouldn't let you by. You had to get with it. So,
how did you make those carts? Remember you showed me all the carts that you had made out there that were used, the wagons that were used to put the barrels in?
Well,
Landon was real interested in those. I told him that you'd made all those for the...
It took a blacksmith to make the axle, you know, and the running gear to the wagon. And then they'd put wheels on it, but get car wheels, you know, tires on it and put on that. And then the man, whoever used it, would have to make the body and put on it. I expect I made 50 bodies, you know. That wooden body on there?
Yeah.
I expect I made 50 of them or more. And then the shaves, it would pull it. Two shaves, you know, and you put the mule between the shaves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many of them I made.
The shaves?
Shaves, yes, ma'am.
Shaves is what went down the side of the horse, you know, to hold the harness onto the horse where the horse could pull it.
What's it made of?
I'd go in the woods and get black gum poles, green poles, and peel them off. And then I'd put me a piece across them, you know, and put my swingle tree on that. And buckle it to the wagon, hitch the mule to it, and keep on down the road. That's what he'd guide it with, you know, them chairs.
Okay. Now, were those two-wheel or four-wheel?
Four-wheel.
There always were four-wheel?
Yes, ma'am.
When's the last time you made one of those?
Oh.
Made a wagon.
Well, I expect it's been 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I made a lot of them bodies and set it on the wagon. But shaves, I used to make them. You'd make a new pair and use it a while and go out there and the old mule would turn around and jam it up and he'd break one off. You'd have to go get another one and put on that. And I used to go in the woods and tear up a wagon in the woods, you know, break it down where they couldn't pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to go out there and fix it up in the woods. Go get a pole and go there and take the other one, you know, and take it off.
Uh-huh.
Have a bracing bit to bore it out with and have to take them bolts out. That's a right smart job.
How long did they use a blacksmith
at
the still? Were they still using one when it closed?
No, ma'am.
Is there anybody in the area that does
blacksmith work? Well, not through here, no, ma'am. Now, there's a man over town there that he do a little bit, but not much.
Oh, in Palatka?
Yes, sir. Well, it's a machine shop, what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Buckles' Welding Shop.
Buckles' Welding Shop?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that the family name?
Yes, ma'am.
Did he ever work as a blacksmith here?
No, ma'am. He makes things and fixes things and all, but he don't do it really as a blacksmith. He does it as a mechanic, like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm to go to his place tomorrow and work. They're around the blacksmith shop.
Over at Buckles?
Yes, ma'am. You know
is that the place that had the break-in?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I'm going over there tomorrow. They've got the yard fenced with this, I call it hurricane fence, you know, around their steel yard, their blacksmith shop. They've got that fenced up.
Oh, I mean, there used to be a blacksmith shop there? Is that what you said?
It's a
welder shop. Welder shop.
Was it ever a blacksmith shop? Or?
No, ma'am.
Because I know there's still some blacksmiths on the ranches.
Yes, somewhere.
You know, in Florida. I don't know about around here.
This is not a blacksmith shop. It's a welder shop. They just do welding mostly, you know. Okay. They make things and weld it together. And people used to, a blacksmith shop, they'd take two pieces of iron and weld that together and be just strong as one piece. But they don't do it no more. They weld it together now instead of... I've got to go tomorrow and try to fix his yard there where he can keep some dogs in there, keep them folks from tearing in. But he's been asking me about it for some time, and I kept putting him off, and getting by with it, but he said he's got to have it, so I'm going to go tomorrow and try to fix it. He wants to get some dogs and put in there, and I'd love for him to do it, too. They ought to bite the leg off that man doing that.
People as mean as they have cut their fence, you know what, they'll do something with them dogs.
Might do it, yeah. Well, if he'll sift his yard there and get rid of some of them folks he's got, the people he's got there working is the one doing that damage. because they know everything. They couldn't go in there and take his torch and go cut his office open and cut his safe open and go on and leave it. And they people that know what's going on there, had to go.
And wouldn't you know it?